Barbara Malera, who is the owner of Landreth, D. Landreth Seed Company. Do you mind whether it's called D. Landreth or Landreth? I see it said different ways.
Not at all, Mike. Landreth, D. Landreth, the D. Landreth, whatever you want to call us is fine.
Okay. The D. Landreth Seed Company. How are you, Barbara?
Just great. And before we start the discussion, Mike, I want to thank you especially for giving us a chance earlier in the month of September to tell our story. I want to thank each and every one of your listeners for all the orders we've gotten from your show, the emails, the comments on internet orders, the letters that people actually penned and sent snail mail, the phone messages, and especially to all of you who mentioned the Mike Novak show, because then we could give feedback to Mike about how unbelievable the response was from the listeners of his show. So thank you so much for this help.
My pleasure. I'm grateful to my listeners and the folks who follow me in other ways. And the fact that they have stepped up so much is really heartening. You have to tell the story of
the 97-year-old.
Yes, this is a great story.
I would love to tell that story. One of the most charming experiences we have had through this campaign is a 97-year-old man who called and said he had heard about our plight on the Mike Novak show, and he wanted to buy a catalog for his son, who is 70, so that he could plant some heirloom seeds next spring. Very, very special phone call.
He's still trying to teach that young punk how to grow.
But that's the ultimate gardener. That man has the soul, the heart, the hands, the mind of a gardener. 97 years old, and he's buying a catalog for his 70-year-old son.
Oh, that is fabulous. And you've obviously had stories like that from across the country. Heather was talking earlier before you got on the line, so you probably didn't hear it. Has anybody sent this information to Michelle Obama in the White House?
That I don't know. I have no idea about that.
I mean, really, think of the publicity you could get if the Obamas picked up a catalog. And by the way, I need to let you know, I got my catalog just the other day with my order, my garlic sets and my onion sets. And, of course, I forgot to bring the catalog in.
Okay, but wait. That is our old Bob catalog. What we are doing to give people an idea of the quality of the work that we do is we are sending them an old Bob catalog. This is a catalog that we normally do for free in the fall. You haven't gotten the catalog. It will come at the end of November. We will begin shipping the catalog at the end of November. So most people will receive the catalogs they're ordering in early December. And, Mike, if you'll give me a second, because a number of your viewers brought this up, the catalog is $5. That includes shipping. That's the total amount you are charged. $5 includes the price of the catalog and the shipping.
So that's a great deal.
Yeah. Usually it's $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Right, and you'll get two.
Yeah.
Right away.
Exactly. So what we need to do is, again, I know because this is radio, not everybody has a computer, even in the 21st century. So let's give out the phone number right now because I want folks. All right. As Barb and I talked the other day, and I said one of the great things about her being back on the show is I'm sure there were people who heard your conversation with me several weeks ago and thought, I want to do something. I want to send out some money and buy a catalog and help this 220-something-year-old company survive, and then forgot to do it. Now's your chance to make up for that, because this pitch, this pledge, this program, this what do we call it?
Campaign.
That's the word I was looking for. Is still going on. So what is the phone number?
Okay, Mike. The phone number is 800-654-2407. And hopefully we'll mention it a couple more times before the end of my segment of your show.
We're going to mention it one more time right now. 800-654-2407. And see how dumb I am. I realize I put this whole thing up on my website today. If you go to this week's show at MikeNovak.net, and I put all the links for your company and Facebook and Twitter, Did I put a phone number? No. Because I don't think like that anymore, but you need to think like that because people do call. And so one of the things I will do, either Kathleen will get on it right now or I will do it when I'm off the air, is add the phone number, 800-654-2407. Now, if you mention the Mike Novak Show, well, you're not going to get anything extra, but you're going to make me look really good, which is what I really appreciate.
That's what you like.
That's what I like.
And we will get back to Mike with how many people do mention his show. This can only help him.
Exactly. That's the way I'm looking at it. But let's talk about the numbers right now. Let's explain to people who haven't heard the story before how much money you needed to raise and where are you right now?
Okay. We were trying to raise $5 million to sell a million catalogs at $5 a catalog. Of that $5 million, it would cost us $3.5 million to print the catalogs and to ship them. That would leave us with about $1.5 million left, which we would then use to pay off all of the debt that has been incurred. The problem debt amounts to $425,000. So we need to get beyond that $425,000 to get out of the immediate circumstances. Ideally, it would be great if we could pay it all off, but we definitely have to pay off that $425,000. Now, we have raised $130,000 in 20 days selling catalogs $5 at a time. Many people have ordered more than one catalog, but the average sale has been around $20. So for those of you folks who say, I can't help with a $5 catalog sale, I say to you, oh, yes, you can, because there are thousands of people who have bought a $5 catalog from us at this point, and every one of them has helped us enormously. So please, we really appreciate a $5 catalog order, and we're getting there. It's amazing when you think that a little tiny company with very limited reach has been able to sell $130,000 worth of catalogs and some product in a little less than 30 days.
That's absolutely amazing.
It is.
And yet, you need to continue to do the work. Now, one of the things that you mentioned to me and that I've put on my website, wouldn't it be nice if a big company decided to buy, I don't know, 200, 300, 1,000 catalogs and send them to their employees as, say, oh, a holiday gift? Wouldn't that be just fabulous? So I'm going to encourage companies like that out there to call Landreth at 800-654-2407, sometimes known as D. Landreth Seed Company, sometimes known as the D. Landreth Seed Company.
And it is the oldest company in the United States, isn't it?
Is it the...
No. It's the fifth oldest company in the United States. It's the oldest seed house in the United States. And of the five oldest companies in this country, it is the only one that is doing exactly what it was doing when it was founded.
Wow. Well, see, the tradition carries on. It continues. And so the question I have to ask you is, how do you keep up? And somebody asked me, do they have a million catalogs to send out? How does that work? Let's say you do get a million catalogs sold.
Okay. That actually, Mike, there's an easy answer to that. Currently, we are talking to two printing houses, one located in Baltimore and one located in York, Pennsylvania. Both of them have the capacity to print the million catalogs. Yes, that's not the problem. The problem is getting the orders for the million catalogs.
You do need the orders. So get the orders in, and the rest will follow.
That's right.
So, again, the numbers, I feel like we're doing a telethon here. 800, let's get the big tote board, except because they took it away from Jerry Lewis. So,
yeah.
In fact, they took Jerry Lewis away from Jerry Lewis. So we have our own tote board, 800-654-2407, if you want to call Landreth Seed Company and put in an order. You can do it right now. Are operators standing?
No. Operators, and please, I would again ask your listeners to understand this. Our guys at the warehouse have been putting in between 80 and 100-hour weeks for the last 3 weeks. This weekend, I said, you got to go home and rest because we're going to start making silly mistakes. We'll be there starting at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, and we're there from 8 in the morning until 9 at night taking phone orders. But they need it this weekend to get some rest because of all the time they have been putting in. So please forgive us for that. But
you know what, Barb?
We have to take that time.
Your employees are soft. They are so soft. Oh, all right. Hey, but people can call right now and leave a message, right?
Oh, they absolutely can. And those messages will get returned on Monday. Absolutely. Mike, let me give you an idea of the scope of what's happened since your radio show and a few other things that happened to us during the month. We have had orders from every single state in the union. We have had orders from people as young as 16, their parents calling on their behalf, and as old as the 97-year-old gentleman from Michigan. We've had orders from men. We've had orders from women. We've had orders from Democrats. We've had orders from Republicans. And you can, and your next question is going to be, now, how did you know they were a Democrat? Because they immediately say, have you called the White House about this? And you could say, and how did you know they were Republicans? Because they immediately say, have we called Fox News about this? So, it has the story and Landris has reached out to just about every faction, every group that we have in this country.
And I was thinking, Heather, and you would appreciate, in fact, you can help me do this, because Heather works here, unlike me, she's here during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is a Tom Hartman story.
I know.
And we got to get this information to Tom Hartman.
Absolutely.
Because he has millions listening. He has, you know, a few less than listen to my show. And
just a few.
Sorry,
I'm keeping a straight face.
I know. We're about to fall down here at the floor.
Okay. All right. It's over. I'm okay.
Sorry, Barb. This is the way we roll.
I think it's great.
Seriously, we need to talk to him. I'll tell you what, 773-838-9278. Have you put in an order to D. Landreth Seed Company? Give us a call and say hi to Barb and buck her up, because you know, she's given up, and she's given her employees the weekend off. It means it's, you know, ways it,
there's football to be watched today.
I guess so. She's waving the white flag there.
Like, you get 52 personal days a year. They're called Sundays.
But hey, I don't get Sunday off.
Neither do I.
Okay, well, there you have it. 773-838-9278. We'd love to hear from anybody who's ordered one. And like I said, I got my, I'm glad that's just the Bald catalog. It's beautiful, though.
Oh, thank you. Well, the Bald catalog has a lovely story behind it, because when we created the Bald catalog, we didn't have any photographs to give to people about the things they were ordering. And we found that the International Bald Center in the Netherlands has a library of illustrations that go back to the 1400s. And they were willing to lease you the rights to use those illustrations for a specific use, like in a catalog. And so those illustrations that you see are as old as, I think the oldest ones we chose were the 1500s up to the 1800s. And they're beautiful watercolors of the bulbs that we sell. Not all the bulbs that we sell, but a selection of them.
And we had a question here, so I'm gonna pose it to you, because you're the expert. You're the one selling the bulbs. It just came in on Twitter. Those garlic and onion sets, can I grow those over the winter, or is Mike just way ahead for spring? That was the question. And Barb, you would answer that by saying,
You need to put them in the ground now. You grow them through the winter, and the garlic you'll harvest at the end of June and early July. The onions that you start in the fall, you can harvest probably as early as May. So that's your first crop of onions. You're then going to plant a second crop of onions in the March to April time frame, and you can plant a third crop of onions in June if you want to have onions year-round.
There you have it. See, you can get onions any time of year. And yeah, and actually, why that's why I got the garlic sets, because I've not grown garlic before, and I said, this is the year.
Oh, and boy, will you be tickled. What you have to do with the garlic, there's a curing process. So once the stalks are two-thirds brown, you're going to dig them up with the bulb attached to the stalk, and you're going to hang it in an area where there's no sunlight, but there's good air circulation. That will cure the bulbs and will allow for a longer shelf life. But when you pull some of that garlic up, eat it right then. It's like no garlic you've ever tasted before.
Really? Just yeah. Now, what about garlic scapes?
Garlic scapes, people use them for lots of different things. I know a lady that's just growing her garlic now purely for the scapes. If you let the garlic go to scape, you can sacrifice some bulb size, not necessarily always. But
explain what a scape is.
The scape is the bulb stalk. So a garlic will grow up a stalk that has leaves on it. But then towards the end of its season, it will throw up a very unique-looking stalk with a bulby end to it.
It looks like an arrow sometimes.
Yeah, it looks like an arrow. That's a good way to describe it. That's the flower. You don't want the garlic to flower. So that stalk with its bulb on the end is called a scape. It's highly regarded by florists. Lots of people chop them up and use them as chives. This one lady makes pesto out of hers, and she chops them up and makes a garlic pesto.
Ooh, garlic pesto. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, we do have a phone call. Let's go to line two, bring in Nancy from Chicago. Nancy, you're on the Mike Novak Show.
Hi. I was thinking that she might be flooded with calls tomorrow, and I was just wondering if there's an address that we could send a check to and request a catalog.
Now, that's a good question.
What a great question. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you heard that, Barbara. I know Nancy's a little low there. Not your fault, Nancy. Phone's
okay.
Here.
Nancy, can you hear me? Can I give her the address?
I'll tell you what. Can you hear her, Nancy?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go.
Okay, 60 East High, H-I-G-H, Street, number 4, New Freedom, two words, Pennsylvania, 17349.
17349. I missed the initial address, the number address for High
Street. Okay, let me do it one more time, the whole thing. 60 East High, H-I-G-H, Street.
Okay.
Number 4, mm-hmm. New Freedom, two words, Pennsylvania, 17349.
Okay, I have it.
And I will repeat that for folks who might have a hard time hearing that. It's 60 East High Street, H-I-G-H, number 4, New Freedom, Pennsylvania, 17349. Now, of course, they can order online too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's www.landressseeds, you have to have an S on the end of seed, .com. It's LANDRETHSEEDS.com.
www.landressseeds with an S, .com. And, of course, that link is on my website, MikeNovak.net. You can go there and check it out or do it there or call 800-654-2407. So thank you very much, Nance, for the call. And I assume you're going to get yourself a catalog.
Yes, I am.
All right, fabulous.
Thank
we
you,
really
Nance.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Uh-huh,
bye. Before we let you go, you said you had something you wanted to read to us from the catalog. What is it, from the bulb catalog or the regular catalog?
No, this is from one of our, what is it from? It is from some correspondence that we received a couple of years ago. It is from a 1936 Bristol, Pennsylvania paper. And the point I wanted to make is that Landers has always been an incredibly responsible corporate citizen. During the Depression, they donated a building for a school. They created jobs. And one of the things that they did was to fund a AAA baseball team. Of all the things that we've received phone calls from telling us stories about Landers, this AAA baseball team has pretty much dominated the list of topics. And people over and over again told us that throughout the 1930s, in the community of Bristol, one of the things that brought that community together and helped them to get through the Depression was being able to gather on a Saturday afternoon and cheer their hometown team on. It gave them hope. It gave them a chance to think about something other than the tragic circumstances that they were living through, but it also gave them hope that that team would win that week. So, a couple of years ago, a gentleman called and said he was cleaning out his father's papers, and his father had worked for the Landreth Seed Company for many, many years. Let me read you the advertisement that his father had saved for the better part of 70 years. It starts out, Bristol, Pennsylvania, July 6, 1936. Special, which is the equivalent of breaking news. Home run Klein smote an arching liner into the faraway spaces of the outfield. The Landreth player raced into deep right, jumped, missed the pellet, and fell sprawling into a field of Landreth, Southport, White Globe onions. The fielder groped in vain for the baseball among the smooth, white onions. Catching a glimpse of the opposing batsman rounding second, the desperate fielder uprooted the nearest onion, tore it off at the stalk, and threw it into the mitt of the impatient catcher. The onion was quickly applied to Chuck, that's home run Klein, as he slid for the plate. The umpire waved a hand skyward, "You're out!" as catcher Purcell tucked Landreth's beautiful Southport White Globe onion in his pocket and thanked his lucky stars that the farmer had used such good seed when planting his field. Thanks, Mike, and thanks so much to your listeners.
I didn't think we were going to get a baseball reference
today. That's fantastic. I love that idea. Scrambling for it, and you can't find a ball? You got an onion.
That's
Mother Nature provides.
And when you're talking about baseball in Chicago, it's just as well. With the best we could do.
Maybe if we had onions in the outfield, it would have been better.
That's the name of the new book,
Onions in the Outfield.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Barbara Landreth from Malera Seed Company. We're going to keep in touch with you, folks. I'm telling you, I got these beautiful garlic bulbs this week and onion sets. Just you could smell it. As soon as you open the box, the odor sort of wafted through the room. Beautiful catalog. I can't wait for my real catalog. Again, 800-654-2407. You can go to www.landrethseeds.com or 60 East High Street, number 4, New Freedom, Pennsylvania, 17349. And once again, I am encouraging the bigger companies out there, put in a big order. You could make a huge difference. I mean, what a great Christmas gift. You know, instead of getting some stupid tchotchke.
Or soap set or something. Or,
yeah. You know, whatever you're going to do that somebody's going to throw away. Give the gift of garlic or give the gift of seeds. Give the gift of keeping a 228-year-old business in business. So, Barb, we'll talk real soon.
We sure will. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.